The 59th session of the Commission on the Status of Women celebrating 20 years of the Beijing Platform for Action has opened in New York. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, in an opening statement, commended global efforts at recognizing women's rights, noting that 20 years of Beijing cannot be a wasted effort as it has a direct social impact on sustainable development. Teresa Usuako has filed this report.
It may seem yesterday, but it was 20 years ago in 1995 when the clarion call for women's voice to be heard and for women's involvement in all spheres of life was sounded in the Chinese capital, Beijing. 2 decades down the line, they have gathered to deliberate on how far the platform for action, which has 12 critical areas, has fared, that is, the implementation challenges and the way forward. Some of the critical areas are women and poverty, education and training of women, women's health, violence against women, women in power and decision-making, and the girl child. Countries made 5-minute presentation of their achievements, of which Ghana's Gender, Children and Social Protection Minister, Nana Oyelita, also made her presentation. She said Ghana is noted as the first country to have achieved MDG 1 target for halving the population living in extreme poverty ahead of the MDG summit. The country is also on course in achieving MDG 2 and 3 targets on child malnutrition. She said the LEAP project is government's flagship social intervention towards poverty alleviation. The gender minister also mentioned the close down of one of the witches' camps at Bonyase and the release of 55 inmates as one of the measures against abuse of women. On women in decision-making, she said for the first time in the country's history, there has been an increase in the number of appointments of women into key top public offices, quoting 29% of women ministers, 23% deputies, 16% as chief directors, and 9% district, municipal, metropolitan, and chief executives. High-level appointments include the chief justice, controller general of prisons, NCCE, controller, and government statistician. On the way forward, Nana Oyelita called for the strengthening of institutional frameworks and increase in government resources to realize women and girls' equality and empowerment.